Father, we are grateful to you for the breaking of another day and the beginning of another week. We thank you for bringing us to church. We thank you for your blessings last week, both spiritually and physically. We thank you, O God, for your blessings we have been receiving since we came to your house this morning, through testimonies, through the Sunday school teaching, through the worship service. Lord, through special numbers, we are grateful to you for everything. We are grateful to you, Lord, that you have given us another privilege to come to your house, Lord, to learn more of you, to examine our soul salvation with you. We thank you that we have another privilege and opportunity, Lord, to listen to your word spoken unto us, to come to the environment where the rest of your children are gathered together, with a little speck of fire that you have put in each one, coming together to form the bigger pillar of fire. Lord, as we look up unto you today, we are trusting that there will be an outpouring from your presence. Lord, that we attend to all our needs, both spiritually and physically. Lord, we pray, dear God of heaven, that while you are blessing your children, don't leave any of us behind. Commit your servants that are standing behind the desk, Lord, several places, both in this country and the nations of the world, my brother Joseph at Bakatari, and the rest of your servants, that your grace will rest upon them, be their strength, inspire and anoint them, O God. Help your children, their father, as you know that since the battle is getting stronger and the enemy is conscious that the time that he will be tormented is getting closer, Lord, is trying to unleash everything that they have to do, Lord, to make this place uncomfortable with. That is his job. He's doing that one to make us to ask that you come for us. Lord, we just pray that you will help us, that we yield to your inspiration and be prepared for your coming. When you come for your joys, may none of us be left behind. Have that way, Heavenly Father. Lord, make today special in our life. Give us some outstanding testimonies to the glory of your name. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Strengthen the weak ones, dear Father. Thank you, King of glory. When this service comes to an end, may we have recourse to glorify your name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Lord bless you. You can please be seated. The deacons would like us to take note that the things that we have been told that we know, we should keep them and follow them. It is part of the message that if you come to church, especially you that are not visitors, more importantly, the female, if you come in with dresses that are unbecoming of our faith, they might ask you to go back and redress. Because if someone is a visitor, if the dressing is very, very bad, then we will look for people that have some cover to give to the person for that service. That is part of the message. Is that correct? The first time the prophet did it, the lady got pissed off and insulted the prophet. But she didn't live more than 2 hours to that time. So, let us be careful. To me, it gets to the point that some things become impunity. We don't have any chain that we used to bind anybody here. This church is free. Interdenominational. That you can come in and fellowship. But you cannot force us to your way. We are following a message, and that message has doctrines, and it has conducts, and it has order. And we are among them that keep everything to the very best of our ability. And those who come here, we appreciate you for coming. But when you come, come in the spirit of the message and in line with what we believe. If someone is a visitor, we know the person is a visitor, we'll treat them as a visitor, and we'll bear with them as a visitor until they come to understand what we stand for. You know, if you go to Sele today, whether you are a visitor or you are not a visitor, whosoever you be, you cannot enter inside their church with your shoe on your feet. You can be president. They will force you to remove your shoe. I went to a celestial church in Lagos one time, not to fellowship with them, but to see somebody there. As I entered their compound, and I was talking to somebody to help me get to a person, people were pointing at him. Why is he with his shoe? Why? That is inside the compound, not inside the church. That's what they believe. That's what they stand for. If I had knew, I would have removed my shoe from the gate. Honest truth. If I have any reason to go to mosque, I will remove my shoe before I enter inside. Because that is what they believe. And that is why we too, even if a president who is a Muslim comes here, at outside there, the officer should tell the president with his cap, Your Excellency, inside this building, no man wears a cap. If Pope come to Ibadan today, and he decides to just to enter any church anyhow, and he wants to come to our home, we will tell him that Your Honor, I will not greet him, Your Holiness. I look for another title to give him. In our own church, we don't wear cap. As long as you are a human being and you are a man, you got to remove your cap. He can decide to go back. Period. The Lord bless you. I hope nobody is offended. God bless you. I'm delivering the message of the officers. And Yoruba people said, the person that sent you is the one you fear, not the person to whom you are to deliver the message. Rayemi, God bless you. We are happy to have you again. God bless you, Richard. Johnson hand. 3, 3, 3, I think.
Scriptures.
Let's read first from Isaiah chapter 14.
From verse 12
to 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How
art
thou called down to the ground, which this weakened the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, the first four verses. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he, as God seated in the temple of God, show himself that he is God. Revelation chapter 2, verse 13 to 15. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith. Even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So as thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. For a short review, I won't go back now. I will cut it from the end of the first phase of where Satan's seat is.
Where
the prophet said, how Pergamos become the seat of Satan. He said the answer is in history. See, when Babylon fell to the Medes and Persians, the priest king,
Attalos,
fled the city, that's Babylon, and went to Pergamos with his priests and sacred mysteries. There he set up his kingdom outside of Roman Empire and thrived under the care of the devil. That is how Satan traveled from Babylon to Pergamos. Then we came to the denunciation. Just as we read the scriptures, the few things that God said he had against the people of this age. We are not treating church ages, but we are bringing extraction that fall in line with our teaching of the revelation of the man of sin.
Or
we started the story, we want to trace him from Genesis and it will end in Revelation. So these two doctrines that God denounces, like we have read last, I'll just give you the summary now to where we reach. Because if I start reading, it means that we'll end at the same spot. Yes, but this is the summary. These people have those that hold the doctrine of
Balaam.
And the doctrine of Balaam is that he taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel. And to eat things that are sacrificed unto idols. Then there are also people in this age that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Now, the prophet told us the places we went to last Sunday that about 3 years after the ascension of Christ, that two apostles by the name of Junius and Andronicus, that they went to Rome to start a church there. They are the
one
that took the gospel to Rome. And while the gospel was there, it prospered for some years. After those years, there were altercations among the Jews that finally led to the emperor of Rome to drive out all Jews out of Rome. He banished them away from Rome. When this happened, the church that was founded in
Rome
was still there with the Romans being members. But because the time that the apostles have been with them, it was the apostles that was leading them. And as at this time the prophet said, there were no written Bible for them to be reading, or some book as we have now. So because of these two problems, leadership problem, no written substance for them to read to keep them in the faith, then the church began to get weak and weaker until they moved and began to do things with the people of the world, the Romans, until they brought in idolatry to the church. This banishment from that place lasted for about 13 years. And the founders themselves They couldn't return back to that place until about 18 years. So by the time they came, the church they started. They saw images in the church. They saw the brethren prostrating to images. Contrary to what they taught them, they have completely left the faith. And they do everything to persuade them, to bring them back to the word of God. But the people remain adamant. And because of this, they have to leave them to go and start another church. That is how the second church started in Rome. Then after some time of the prosperity of this second church, there was an offshoot of that same second church that became the third church. That's how we have three churches in Rome, like I told you of the preaching many years back in the convention that Brother Femi Adeyemi preached on the three churches in Rome. What made churches to be three in Rome? This is the history. Now, when this happened, this second and third church began to prosper spiritually. But the first church, being Cana, they align with the government. Because now they allow all things. Of course, like today, there are churches that president can come with his cap on his head, hold microphone and stand at the pulpit and be talking. Somebody, a big politician, can come, an adult worshiper. I'm talking of the politician. All politicians are idol worshippers. Completely. From head to toe. Nobody can doubt that one. Now, they can come to church. They give their microphone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Politician behind pulpit. Abomination in the sight of God. Now, when this first church got the government attention and the government support and backing, this first church began now to persecute through the government the second and the third church, which are the real Christians. And the persecution went further and further. It leads to imprisonment. It leads to killing. Just to silence them. And the prophet told us that though these true Christians, the second and the third church, they made every effort to still be talking to this first church, that this is not where we started. This is not the faith that was once delivered unto us by the apostles. He said, but they will not yield. They continue their own way. Even Polycarp and elder statesman in the faith came from a distance of 1,500 kilometers when he had to come and talk to these people with his age, with his experience, with everything he talked to them. They did not yield. Persuaded them, they did not yield. And the prophet said that while he was going, that the spirit spoke to him and said that Ephraim is joined to our idols. Leave her alone. So that is the final living of this first church to what they believe. And that first church is what became the Roman Catholic Church. And they are boastful that they are the first church. The prophet said, indeed they are. But they are the first church that is false. I just want, because these are the things we read last Sunday, sometimes when you just read, many people don't follow you. Before I talk now, if I've asked somebody to stand and say, what did you get? You will find out that 90-something percent cannot pick nothing out of it. This first church, they continue with persecution of the true church. But the true church continued until the prophet said Constantine came in. When this Constantine came in, there seems to be a respite. Because he prevail on the people, persecuting this one to stop the persecution. So the true church was free for some time. And what made Constantine to actually got no happy with the true church? The prophet said he had a dream. And that dream, he saw a white cross appear before him. And he felt that this is a sign that if the true church will pray for him, that he will win the battle ahead of him. So while asking them to give them the prayer request, he now promised them freedom. And he was victorious. And he granted them the freedom. That is where we stopped last night. Of course, we actually did not spend more than 1 hour on this, something or less than. Because the question we attended to lasted until 11. And then thereafter, the march we could go. But I want you to be following. When we are rounding up on this topic, I'm going to give summaries like this, the points like that, follow from point to point to point to point to point, so that you will have the picture. Because we are talking about the revelation of the man of sin. It is a vital subject that Brother Paul said. The people should not expect the coming of the Lord except these two things happen. Falling away from the faith and the revelation of the man of sin, the son of perdition. So let's continue. I don't know whether you are aware of where we reach, but when I read it, you bring it out. But on my something is page 192 on my own self-talk. Say, but this freedom from persecution and death was not as magnanimous as it first appeared. I'm sure you can connect that one to the last statement of the summary, isn't it? Constantine was now the patron. As a patron, his interest was somewhat more than that of an observer. For he decided that the church needed his help in affairs. He has seen them disagreeing over various matters, one of which involved Arius, Bishop of Alexander, who taught his adherents that Jesus was not truly God, but a lesser being, having been created by God. You see how Trinity began to prosper now. The Western Church held the opposite view, believing that Jesus was the very essence of God, and as they said, co-equal with the Father. With such matters, along with the intrusion of pagan ceremony into worship, the emperor called for the Nicaea Council in 325 with the thought that it will bring all groups together where they could iron out their differences and come to a common understanding and all be one. That's what we are talking about, the amalgamation. It will not work. Isn't it peculiar that though this started with Constantine, he didn't die, but is very much alive today as the World Council of Churches. And where he failed to truly achieve it, it will be achieved in this day through the ecumenical move. Now this interference of the state with the church is a foolish thing for the world, for the world does not understand either the truth found in the world or the ways of the church. Why? The very decision handed down by the council that Arius was wrong was reversed 2 years later by the emperor, and for many years that false doctrine was foisted among the people. But that the church and state will come together was truly foreknown of the Lord. There is nothing that takes God by surprise. Someone that will backslide, God knows. The one that will move on, God knows. But everybody is given the chance to have access to hear God's word and to decide before, because when the judgment will come, nobody will have an excuse. Okay, I read that. The very name Pergamos means thoroughly married. And indeed, state and church were married. Politics and religion were united. The offspring of that union have been consistently the most horrible hybrids the world has ever seen. The truth is not in them, but all the evil ways of Cain is the first hybrid. Every church, apart from those who stay with Malachi 4 undiluted, they are hybrid. They are married politics with religion. That is why a pastor in Redeem can go and become a His Royal Highness.
Ah,
That is why another pastor can become a governor. They didn't see any difference. But I swear, I don't care how white your color is. To be a governor, there are rituals we do. If somebody wants to deny that one, not before me who has worked under politicians, and I saw Korokro with my naked eyes, and I hear them talk plainly in the plainness of speech, until they themselves said, nobody can die in this politics and make heaven. Their belief. You know, we have religions in our country. The Catholic Church. They don't believe that anybody can live a holy life. They don't believe that anybody can die and then go to heaven. Except he's prayed out of purgatory. Which is unscriptural, which is false. It is a deceit of the devil. In the sister religion, that they can't be together. I'm not going to speak with all this my mouth because I'm sure some of you are getting what I'm saying. So. In the sister religion, they are also the one that when somebody dies, they bring the corpse and pray for the corpse, forgiveness of his sin. They will pray when they are to bury. They will pray the third day, the seventh day, the 40th day. You can pray every day for 1,000 years. It is appointed unto man once to die. After that, the judgment. You die a sinner, you will wake up as a sinner. I don't care if everybody in the world pray. It is an exercise in futility. That alone can never make a man to want to live holy. Because you know that when you die, people are there that will pray all the evil away from you. So what else? So human being continue to tell lie on daily basis. Do lie, do beginning, because after the whole thing, people are there. It's all that will take is money. They will come and pray and all the punishment will leave you. It's a lie of the devil. Let's continue. Not only was the state and church wedded in this age, but the Babylonian religion was officially joined to the first church. Before I continue, you know, the issue of debt is something that, of course, every human being, when you hear something like that, you begin to make finger like this. I don't care how many finger you snap. When God's appointed time comes, you come. Another major thing is that it does not follow age. Another major thing is that it does not even follow your health status. You people that are sleeping and waking and knocking your head. If you like here, if you like no here. What I am saying is that death used to come to the most healthy. While the sickest person is still alive.
and those who left for the cookout, likewise, for the cookout.
I don't know whether I say it here last guinea of a brother that is a Cameroonian.
Only the Cameroon.
And I then through a pastor in Ghana. Pastor Yameke that came to preach at the convention a few years back. And so he just called me that there is a brother coming from Cameroon. He wants to come and do a interview in Abuja. Visa interview. And he has come. And he went for the interview. Their thought was that all things being equal, within 2-3 days, he's gone, done and go back. But after he visited the place, they brought up an issue that will make him to stay another 2-3 weeks before he attend another interview. So he now contacted me, the pastor in Ghana. He said he's the one that baptized both the boy and the sister. That I should please help him to see if he can get any of the brethren to stay with for this short period.
So,
then I contacted the people in Abuja. Within a short time, they got a brother who is single that he can stay with. So he stayed with him. One day the brother left him at home and went to a walk. He just came back home and met him lying down on the floor, lifeless. So they call me and said, "What type of sickness does this man used to have?" I said, "I don't know of anyone." They said, "Because they are rushing to the hospital now because this and that the other one." So when later they call me that where he has been confirmed gone in the hospital. This is a Cameroonian here that wants to get a visa to France. Before he could get the visa to France, he got the visa to heaven. I called the pastor in Ghana. The person you sent here, this is what's on ground here. Contact his people. Anyway, that is a few couple years back now. About 2 weeks ago, I have a cousin in UK. So the senior sister just called
me
on the Thursday. I said that so person is dead. I
said,
"What
is it?"
Say yes. Was he sick? He said no. What happened? Said, just said that the wife went out, came in, met him on the floor, and he's gone. Of course. So I spoke to the wife.
So
what happened? The wife said, "Well, he's at home. He did not go out because he had been fasting since Saturday." When that thing happened, I said, "Was he breaking every day?" He said, "No, it was a dry fast." Because no fasting. It is only inside the message we know the truth. I know there are people that will despise what the prophet said. You do it to your heart. You just die like fowl, thinking you are doing God a service. The prophet told us that the scripture said that Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days and nights. He said, but definitely he will be drinking water. The prophet is an octave higher than those that wrote the Bible. So with his authority, whatever he amended, that is the current Bible to me. Yes. Keep your opinion to yourself. This is an individual affair. But I must tell you my belief and also what the message said. So, he told us that long fastings is not encouraged. That 3 days maximum. So if you are thinking of okay, because of the situation, you fast for 7 days. If you die, you just die. That's all. You just die of ignorance. And that's all. So that boy is good. These are young people. That boy from Cameroon was just 20 something years of age. No previous sickness, no nothing. Just whether in a cardiac arrest or whatsoever, he just went. Despite the fact that he was not in his country, despite the fact that he said he was coming, despite the fact that he was planning to go to France, all those plans got terminated in a second without any preparation. That is why we are told to take life serious every day, especially in regard to God's word. The breath that you have now, you cannot guarantee it this evening. Nobody can beat his chest and say he guaranteed that he will be alive by evening. So when it comes to God's word, be careful, be serious. You guys that we talk to, your lips, we have talked quietly, we have talked friendly, we have talked nika. You see how your lip is shining as if you use oil to pour oil on your face? You are still an unbeliever. If you don't believe the message, come on plainly and say, I don't believe the message. What is wrong with you? Did your parents used to open their own like that? Who handed it over to you? These are the group of people that started the fourth church in Rome. Towards idolatry. Yes. That's the way they were behaving. They don't care what is said. They don't care what is preached. They don't care what has been laid down. They just do what pleases them, and that is all. People that are older than your father will be talking to you, admonishing you, and you remain adamant. What is wrong with you? Generation of vipers. I want a family. Oh. May the Lord be gracious to us. If anybody will go to hell from here, you'll be walking over the preaching that we preach here. Yes, sir. You walk over the preaching. You walk over the example we lay to you. Will you walk over Christ? And you will sow, you will reap what to sow. Let's continue. Satan now had access to the name of Christ, and he was enthroned as God in worship with the help of federal aid. The churches fell heir to beautiful buildings which were lined with altars of white marbles and images of the departed saints. This is a church that ought to be the church of Christ. It is now a cage of every hateful bird. in this age is when the beast of Revelation 13:3 that was wounded to death. Now we are coming gradually. The pagan Roman Empire came back to life and power as the Holy Roman Empire. Let me pause. Rome was a place of idolatry initially. The gospel came to Rome through Junius and Andronicus, apostles of Jesus Christ. And the truth was established, and the truth was preached. But because of the misunderstanding among the brethren, that gave opportunity to the government in power to expel all the Jews out of Rome, and they were banished, and that lasted for 13 years. By the time the apostles came back, who founded the church? The church was given to idolatry. And yet, it was the church. And the church now become government church. With federal help, support. That is why you find some, if you go to Abuja and go and see the ecumenical building, the ecumenical building and the national mosque, billions was expended on it. Heavy, magnificent building. It is not how big the building that we show how God will answer prayer. It is not how fine the building is that we determine how holy the people are or how close they are to God. Wherever the people worship, what God is looking for is a sincere heart that we hear God's word and believe it and stand by it and live by it. That's what God is looking for. The true worshiper must worship him in spirit and in truth. All other worshippers are counterfeit. So as this church in Rome mingle with the world with idolatry and became Roman Catholic Church, then that city that was only given to idolatry before now became a religious city. So that is how the Roman pagan empire became the Holy Roman Empire. Rome as a material nation has suffered much depletion and soon will suffer it completely. But it mattered not now, for a religious empire will keep her on top of the world governing from the inside, where she will not appear to do so from the outside. Now, in Christian religion, Rome is in control. Now, the goddess where Pope is the one in control. When it comes to Christian religion, as far as he has the final say. Let me show you the exact scriptural truth of this matter. For I do not want anyone to think that I am giving a revelation of my own. one not found in scripture, Daniel chapter 2. So Daniel chapter 2. Anyway, even if you follow this one, it's already written here. It's quoted verbatim. Daniel chapter 2 from verse 31 to 45. So we are reading 15 verses here. That is the dream of Nebuchadnezzar and the interpretation. Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image head was of fine gold. His breast and arms of silver. His belly and thighs of brass. His legs of iron. His feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest thee that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and break them in pieces, break them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together and became like the shaft of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And that stone that smote the image became a great mountain and feed your ass. This is the dream. And we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Glory to God. This is Daniel speaking. In this our generation, we have a man like Daniel also. A prophet of the Almighty God that can tell forgotten dreams. Or you remember part, you don't remember the other one. He can bring out everything. And when he brings it out, you will remember that. True. I saw that one. Then thereafter, and give the interpretation. And the prophet told us, any symbolic dream, the only way it can be interpreted correctly is that the interpreter must first of all see that dream in a vision. These are the things that we are saying, and they say we are fanatical, but that is the scripture and that is the message. Yes. If you cannot see a vision of a dream, keep your mind shut. Now, when Nebuchadnezzar had that dream, he first of all was beating about the bush, calling counselors, calling soothsayers, calling this or calling that one, those who we call the wise men, special assistants for this, for that, and the other, gather all of them. Come on, all of them are being on pay now, paying them money for. Yeah. Oh yeah, I have a dream. It's troubling me. I have forgotten the dream. Tell me the dream. They say, king, tell us your dream. We will tell you the interpretation. I have forgotten. Say, king, tell us the dream. We will tell you. Look, if you think you want to waste time, I will deal with you people. They said, king, this type of request you are making, there is no king anywhere that used to ask a subject this kind of question. It is not possible for anybody to tell you a dream that you are the one that dream. Somebody will come and tell you, it's not possible. Okay then, by the time He gave it because God cleared all of them. When Daniel heard, he said, why is the commandment so hasty from the king? He said, tell the king to please give us more time. Then we will be able to come with the interpretation. With the dream and the interpretation. Then it's okay. Oh yeah, have small time. Then they went to have a night vigil. And prayed. As they prayed, the four of them prayed. Then God revealed the thing to Daniel. Then Daniel came to the king and said, this is the king, the dream you have. The king said, that is it. 100%. That is it. He said, now this is interpretation. Amen. Say now.
Why you?
This is a dream. I will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, not the king of kings, but you are a king of kings. For the God of heaven has given thee a kingdom, power and strength and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven, hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. He is telling Nebuchadnezzar what Nebuchadnezzar never knew. After this shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another kingdom, another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all this shall it break in pieces and bruise. That is Roman Empire. Now kill and go. And where has thou soil the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it of the strength of the iron. For as much as thou swears the iron mixed with miry clay, and as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another. Even as iron is not mixed with clay, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. That is the one that is to come. All the kingdoms of this world is going to be completely destroyed. I don't care whether Trump that is dictating, whether Putin that is making mouth here and there, whether now China that is saying we also have this one, or UK that also once in a while they also make mouth and reverse, and all those other second tier governments. There is the first tier, there is second tier, and there is third tier, and then you will have the rank and file. preach at this as we are Nigeria belong. I was looking at the countries that supported Israel on the net. In the whatever they in the like survey, in the survey that they did. They say Nigeria still support Israel. The reason why Nigeria is this is because of US.
Because
if they come out and say they are against Israel, if Trump knock your head like this, just because that Trump said they should collect these people that from this from this country that they want to deport from US, they should keep them in Nigeria until they are able to sort themselves out, and they refuse. The second or third day, he said from henceforth, every non-immigrant visa from Nigeria is 3 months, and one visa is not multiple. When you go and queue for visa, if they will give you at all 3 months, and it's for single entry. No more 2 years. No more 5 years. Say, but those that have existing visas, they finish it. But when that finish, it's 3 months. Well, thank God that rapture is not going to take place only in the U.S. Rapture will also happen in Nigeria. So, wherever the thing happens, what I'm interested in is the rapture. That is all. May God be our help. For as much. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God had made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Now the prophet said, hearing is revealed, an exact account of future, unfulfilled history, that was prophesied to come upon the earth from the time of Daniel until Jesus will come and reign as the son of David. It is known as the times of the Gentiles. We have the times of the Gentiles. We have the fullness of the Gentiles. These times of the Gentiles is a period of from the time of Daniel to the coming of the Lord. That is the time of the Gentiles. The fullness of the Gentiles, according to the prophet, is the bracket of the seven church ages. The time that God is dealing with the Gentiles unto salvation. That is the fullness of the Gentiles, as spoken by Brother Paul. These times of the Gentiles was spoken by Jesus Christ himself. Amen. The prophet said it had within it four historical divisions. That is the period of this earthly government, which were known by the dominating empire in each division. The Babylonian Empire, Medo-Persian, the Grecian, and Roman. The Medo-Persia was the head of gold. The Babylonian was the head of gold. Medo-Persia was the one of silver. Then the Grecian was brass, and the Roman was iron. The prophet said the greatest and most absolute monarchy was the Babylonian, which was typified as the head of gold. The next in glory was the Medo-Persian, which as history bore out was truly less glorious and was typified as the breast and arms of silver. Then there followed the Grecian age, whose king was the most brilliant of all military leaders the world has ever known. So it was fittingly typified as the belly and thighs of brass. It was less glorious than the other two preceding it. Finally, came the last kingdom, which was the Roman Empire, typified as the legs and feet. But wherein the former kingdoms were typified as pure minerals, pure mineral, no mixture, pure gold, pure silver, pure brass, this last empire was pure iron only in the legs. In other words, one time it was like Medo-Persia, when you want to say something like it's hard or whatever like that. So it was hard, just completely hard, when it was just see pagan. But later, when religion came inside, then it becomes softer. Alright, let me see where it is. Okay. For when it came to the feet, it was a mixture of iron and clay, and mineral and soil just don't mix and produce constancy and strength. It's like you mix mud with cement. Yes, it doesn't work. It will weaken the cement. But not only is this so, but most amazing, this last empire, Roma, will endure in its peculiar mixed state right up until Jesus returns. Is currently on now. This Roman Empire of iron signifying power and great destructive force against opposition, was to be made of two main divisions, and it certainly was for the empire literally split into two, east and west. Both were very powerful, crushing all before them. But as the glory and power of all empires failed, so this empire began to fall also. Thus, Rome fell. Pagan imperial Rome was no longer iron. She crumbled. She was wounded to death. Rome could not now rule. It was all over. So taught the world. Physically, when you are talking about the rulers of the world, Rome now is not considered. But they don't know that underground, most of the wealthiest people on earth, they are in Catholic. When the Pope in the time of Abacha came to appeal to him to release his prisoners, and he refused, the chief of defense, Jeremiah Hussein, was a die-hard Catholic. So when Pope went back, it was not long that mysteriously Abacha died. Different stories. But the wife of Abacha, he said that he does not want to see Jeremiah Hosseini at the husband burial. If you add one plus one, it's likely to become two. If you do arithmetic in primary school, you know, all the wickedness the man displayed, they believe that the people that are holy, they are the ones that will come and pray over his corpse. Allahu Akbar, something. As wicked as he is, that's how he wake up with a wicked heart to face judgment. Rome, as quiet as they are now, true religion, and that is why you see that Pope. What is major, whatever, every pope is peace, making friends. He's making friends with countries, romancing with this, making friends, because all of them are children. There is no country he cannot get through his faithfuls. In all the churches in Christendom, Roman faithfuls in the world, they were between 1.4 to 1.6 billion. Out of the approximately 7 billion people in the world, Roman Catholic Church only has about 25 or 20%. Other churches, they share some Mohammedan share traditional, all of them. Everybody share, just share the whole thing. And the ones that the Pope asked, they are the main people. Just keep some of these points in your left hand. Because when we are getting to somewhere that will bring all of them back. We are speaking on the revelation of the man of sin. Amen. But how wrong the world is. For that earth, Rome, though wounded, was not wounded unto death. The prophet said, worst translation of Revelation 13:3. See, and one of his head appeared to have been mortally wounded. The truth, having been slashed, and his death stroke was healed, and the old followed after the wild beast in amazement. That's the way West translated that scripture. Let us look at what is here in this King James translation of Revelation 13:3. Said, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. One of his head was like wounded to death, but this deadly wound was healed, and then the whole world wondered after the beast. Let's proceed. People look at Rome. They look at the nation of Italy. And as they look, they do not realize that Rome, with her street confines, where the Pope has an actual area as his domain, is literally a nation within a nation. And she has ambassadors and receives ambassadors. Now, the Vatican is a city inside the country of Italy. And it's not even the headquarters of Italy. It's just a separate something with it, and that Vatican place is a very small circle of something. But the way the place was planned, the way they bestow work there, that place, I don't know whether, I've not been to U.S. I doubt if any there is any place that they bestow wealth on like that, even U.S. When this Pope was to be inaugurated, even though our president here was a Muslim, he went there. Vatican is not the headquarters of Rome. But that small place is a country inside another country. So it becomes now the smallest country on earth that have influence in every country under the sun. That have control of the powers of this earth. When there is anything instruction that comes from that place, he shakes the entire universe. Yet, he's not making gree 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 like whatever. It's as quiet as it is. When they were to choose this present Pope, is it 152 or 2? I forgot now. The cardinals from all over the world that converge there. According to their tradition, enter inside the conclave and began to do the voting. They will not go in with handsets. Once they lock them inside, that's how they will eat, sleep, wake up. They don't have any contact with the outside world until a white smoke will come out from the chimney of the conclave, and the announcement is made. Habemus Pompe. That's their Latin, whatever. A Pope is selected. People who are there outside that have been there for days waiting for the thing, rich and poor in their millions, waiting. When the announcement was made, they were screaming as if Jehovah God has come down. I look at them with pity. The one that will lead you to destruction is the one that is being announced. And you are jubilating. Blindness. The prophet said is very bad. He said his heart always go out for anybody that is blind. Because they cannot find their way around. A blind man can faithfully drink urine as tea. If he asks about the old taste. Something that will help your head. They put it. And they will just drink it. If nobody is guiding him, he might be going confidently towards a chasm that's like 200 feet deep. That one leg inside, that is his end. Because he is blind. He said, but there is another blindness that is worse than the physical one. Is to see somebody who was born to be a son of God, born to be a daughter of God, and chained down by Satan in unbelief, in sin, in indifference, serving Satan with joy. Is the worst blindness that you can ever have. The prophet said if he was asked to choose one out of the two, he will choose his physical blindness over the spiritual blindness. How many churches today, as we are here, are jubilating when they are serving Satan? The prophet preached the God of this evil age is Satan. That people are worshipping churches. And that Satan is he follow people into the, where the truth is preached. Yes. If he look at you, that you are his candidate, that you are a child, and you are hiding in this place, he still have some tools that he can use on you. He can make you to come and be absent minded, that you cannot put two things together from the old service. You just wake up from your sleep once in a while and shake her like lizard. He has that tool with him. He has the tool of wandering mind that you will be here and think this way, think that way, think that way. By the time you come back to yourself, you hear, let us pray. How was the service? We thank God. He had 30 in his hands. The prophet also said he can take Satan can take this thing we are preaching and reinterpret it to you. That it will mean something different and call it to you. And yet you are in the church. These are tools that Satan has with him. That is why you got to pray hard. This is not a plain grant. We don't come to this place to pray. You better stay in your house. It's a better place to pray. The prophet said one of the series of that they preach in Los Angeles, in Louisville, Jehovah Jireh. He said, if you don't believe these things, he said, it's better for you to move away from it. He said, because it will hurt you. It will injure you. Yes. If you get an hybrid church where everything goes, you may be rejoicing in iniquity. But when you come to where the truth is preached, you will never be happy when God's word is preached. The sermon will not favor you. It will not give you happiness. Even though after we preach finish and we start singing, the prophet said that being that the Holy Ghost that are falling down, both Christians and hypocrites, we sing and jubilate. It does not mean that you have gotten any blessing. May the Lord be our help. Alright. Let me start this paragraph. People look at Rome. They look at the nation of Italy. And as they look, they do not realize that Rome, with her strict confines, where the Pope has an actual area as his domain, is literally a nation within a nation. And she has ambassadors and receives ambassadors. That is the only single town, if we call it like that, or city, not being a country, They have ambassadors from all countries, which means that when you are thinking of Italy, every country is thinking of two ambassadors. One to Rome, the capital of Italy, then one to the Vatican. And Vatican also sends its own ambassadors. Just as Italy is also sending its own ambassadors. So it is dual ambassadors that goes out also from Italy. And dual ambassadors come into that place from every country. It's a nation that is different from every other country in the world. But people don't see. But the scripture has pointed attention to it. And the only people that have that information is the one, those that follow, he that have the gift of wisdom to count the number of the beast. As for all other people, they are blind, following the blind, and the Bible said they will fall into the ditch, both of them. Papa forced Christian rope. She's even called the Eternal City. How blasphemous. That is not the first class city. That place will be destroyed. At the war of Armageddon, it will be leveled. Now controls by religion, even more ably than when pagan imperial Rome controlled by the pure iron of force. Now, what grew to Vatican today is the first church of Rome. That is what grew up to be Vatican today. Are you following? Rome took on a new lease of life when Constantine joined church and state and backed the union by force. The spirit that motivated pagan Rome is the same spirit that now motivates the first Christian Rome. You can see that is so because you now know that the fourth empire never went out of existence. It just changed in its outer texture. Yes. From the agor of paganism to the agor of religiosity. That is all. But it is the same devil. May the Lord be our head. When I left the nomination 40 years ago, I saw something. And when I look at the message, I look at the nomination, I saw their gap. Never in my life will I ever think for a second that I should be a part of the nomination, or that I should go and be getting a benefit from the nomination at all. Because I've seen their position in God's word. I've come from darkness to light. I know where God put the nominations. Globally, they are idol worshippers present. There are some few individuals that are presently deceived. They will see go through tribulation and be purified. That is when their eyes will be opened. That we have been deceived. That's how you run to some people in denomination. Ladies, they are even more better in appearance than most of our sisters. Yeah, so natural. They won't paint anywhere. You will see them with yarning. They cover their clothes very well. They appear decent. Yes. And in their churches, they are with single acts, trying to follow all that they are told. Yes, by predestination. Not of their own personal fault, but by predestination. They are under deception presently. But there is a time. The prophet made use a lot of things to analyze it. Look at this handkerchief now. Well, my wife is a tailor. As we have plenty of tailors here. Now, when they buy 6 yards of dress like this, or they are giving, by their knowledge, they know which side to cut from. They will look at the clothes. They know the back and the front. They know the where the design should face. When they place it like that, then they begin to measure and push it off, mark it, and then cut it. Some of this one they are cutting off is going to the dustbin to be burned with fire. This part they cut out was also bought with the same money. And it was the same material we used to do it. But this one will be burnt, while the other one will be sold, and the owner will wear it, and people will admire it. Before this one come out, if you look at this one on the neck of the superintendent now, if you measure everything, it may not be up to 3 yards. So 1.5 of the yard or whatsoever has been cut out here and there, cut out, and they have been burnt with fire. And they are the same material. If God favor you, that you happen to be among the ones that we use for His glory, that is why Brother Paul said that what if God decided to make of the same law one to honor and the one to dishonor? Who are you that we ask him questions? You cannot question God. That is his prerogative. That is the one that decided that one. Who are you to question him? Your happiness is that if he caught you to be the vessel of honor, be happy in your life and humble thyself and serve him all the days of your life, listen to the instruction of his word and carry them out religiously. Because people like you have been cut out. So when I see people come and sit down in church, hear these things, and they are doing like this one, these ones are just blind. Just blind. Are you wiser than God? Are you telling him doesn't know what he's doing? When he sent a prophet, when Christ was here, in Matthew 3, when he was announced that this is God on earth, this is my beloved son, whom I am pleased to dwell in. That was what was said in Matthew 3. In Matthew 16 or 17 now, when the thing came up on Mount Transfiguration, this is my beloved son, in whom I am pleased to dwell. Hear ye him. Now from that time, you hear somebody else. You are on your own. You are on your own. In this generation, 1933, this same pillar of fire came down from heaven in the presence of several thousands of people. And say, as John the Baptist was sent to front the first coming of Christ, you, William and Abraham, you are sent with a message to forerun his second coming. As many as you not listen to him, as many as you not follow what he said, they can't make the rapture. They cannot make the rapture. They are just worshiping him.
vain. You can fast every day of your life. We have some churches. Some churches fast for 100 days. Yes. Yes. Some used to fast for 100 days. Some fast for 40 days. If you like, fast every day of your life. It doesn't make you a member of the bride. If your name is not in the land group of life. But if your name is there, number one thing that God will do, He will channel your way to where the truth is preached. Do I know whether I will ever be in Ibadan? I was born in a village. One thing led to the other one. One thing led to the other one. One thing led to the other one. And I find myself here. When I hear it, something told me inside, this is the truth. And I believe it. And I stay with it. And it has constantly transformed and transformed and transformed until I'm here now. Are you following me? If you are a seed of God, the same thing will have to happen to you also. But if you are not a seed of God, hearing will you hear, you will never understand. May the Lord be our head. Don't trample on the treasures of God. Yes. We fear and tremble. Do not serve the Lord. If you hear instruction from His word, carry it out. Yes. One day I will still come back to be a bia mata. Yes. Because I get another coat also, in addition to the one I have before, that I will still show you, you can take your decision. Whether you want to be Imam or Alhaji, it's up to you. Whether you become coat or you
become
coat, go bring your own coat, come, no, then I will show you my own. May the Lord be our head. From the beginning, it was not so.
Yeah.
That is how the first church started, with pure word in Rome. Gradually. Because the people become weak, because the people that were sent in the way were banished out of Rome. That's why the whole thing collapsed. If we lower down this preaching now, in the next 6 months, what do we see here? If it was and what we see in Catholic Church, I am telling you the truth. May the Lord be our head. Nowadays, it has come to. I used to see. Now I watch people's status. I used to see ministers' wife selling eye issue that is almost like CCK's eye. Even wife of evangelist. It was not so from the beginning. Some of the evangelists now have become like grandfather. Don't want anybody offended. Everybody carry go there. May God have mercy on your sinful soul. There will always be one voice against what is wrong. Yes. Maximum. The first one to die for this Holy Ghost, it was John the Baptist. He died like a man. Then Stephen came, he followed suit. Jesus Christ, he went himself. When they cut off the head of John and gave it to that girl, That head did not worth 1 naira for her. It didn't increase the wealth of the mother. But on the day of judgment, she will come with that head.
Why
John is in another body? Like Dino Milai.
Say
so if you say the truth, you will die. If you don't say the truth, you will die. Say you have decided to say the truth. Die. He has not died yet. That is in politics. Yeah. I don't know of any truth in politics. This is what we say, the truth, the truth. If you hear Wike like this, talk about truth, you will think that he's an angel. But the niece is out. He has allocated for his sons hectares, several hectares in Abuja, quietly. And he had taro to pass the land. Good solid road. Politics. You think there is any sincerity in it? Forget. It is only Christianity that is truth and honesty. But if you are the type that you are wishy washy, that is your own decision. You will reap what you sow. May the Lord be our
wife.
I didn't know it would go a bit hot again. I thought it would be so short, and then at least today I'll be able to get some accolades.
Now
the prophet said one time that he closed at a good time, and the wife was praising him. He said he came the next day and ruined it. God bless you. May his coming gladly our
hearts.
These things that we are talking about, they are what God have decided and settled. If you are part of this thing, you know, I know that in preaching or in listening, when you listen, you hear. Is it that in your heart you say amen, or you resent it? Yeah. If you resent it, it doesn't affect anything. It's a shame for the deacons to now be saying the ways of sisters dress. We don't believe in you, sisters, tearing your dress. Period. When you give your dress to Taylor, one, it must go beyond the knee. Number two, don't split it again. He said it's a style. It is a style that God hates. This age we are talking about, God said he hates two things. Those that hold the doctrine of Bala and those that hold the doctrine of Nicolaitan. He said I hate them. The people that wear such dresses, God hates them. Yes, teen tight dresses for ladies. He hate them. Yes. He hates people to be painting their leaves or their face or what. They are classified as daughters of Jezebel in the scriptures. As she was fed to dogs. You continue like that, you ought to be fed to dogs one of these days. You are a daughter. Yes. That is the truth. For you to make this journey, you must hate what God hates and like what God likes. If you don't have this in you, you are not part of the journey. At best, you are an escort. May the Lord have mercy upon us. How did you repent? How did you become a member? Did you really repent before you were baptized in water? Because the beginning of this journey is genuine repentance. Not just repentance, genuine even repentance. That is what the scripture says. And the prophet said, for the fact that God gave some people Holy Ghost in the Bible, he said he showed that their repentance was genuine.
Wow.
This is why people are being zigzagged in the world here. Yeah. Because the repentances were not genuine. Yes. And don't glory with your old sinful pictures. Yes. Don't put them on your status. God hates it. You are advertising Satan. Show the people what you are finding, what you are now. Yes. I've said it before. This is my coursemate. That's why I put her picture there when she was doing her bad day. And when you put the picture there, she's in trouser, she's painted, she wear transparent whatsoever.
No.
That's an agent of Satan you're advertising. Angels of ungodliness. I don't care if the person is the one that feeds me. Call the person and say, happy birthday. That is sufficient. If the person doesn't have any godly picture that you can put on your status. These are godly instructions. You trample on these things, you cannot make this journey. I can tell you that one. If I don't preach another sermon again, this one is the truth. When I come to the river at ending of day, oh, when the last winds of sorrow are blown, there be somebody waiting to show me the way. Yes, I won't to cross Jordan, oh Jordan, alone. I won't have to cross Jordan, oh alone. Jesus died all my sins to atone. Yes, he be waiting for me. Oh, I won't have to cross Jordan. Oftentimes, I'm forsaken, I'm weary as I. Oh, when he seems, yes, that my friend.
brothers and sisters, friends of the gospel. We have come thus far. The prophet said we have left the world. He said we will not allow the world to come into us. The world we want to attempt to come in, but we will resist it with everything, love, with our last breath. We will resist. Satan is very stubborn. His demons are stubborn. But the Holy Ghost is stronger. We will resist his moves. All his whatever style, whatever, we will resist it with the last breath in us. God's fearing our life. When we are taken, if God take us, we are no more responsible. But while we are here, it will continue. It's a continue like this Iran and Israel strike themselves for a few times and stuff. This one is to finish. It's a continuous strike in the kingdom of the devil until the thing is fully destroyed out of our midst. It belongs, things that belong to the world should go and be in the world. This place belongs to Christ and his people and his kingdom. And that is what we will stand for. Are you a part of this journey? Are you ordained of God to be part of us? Then in sincerity and honesty of heart, follow, carry your cross and follow us daily. Follow Christ daily. Drop your personal ideas. Drop your opinion. Drop your own knowledge. Drop your own wisdom. Drop your own likeness. And follow Christ and his word. But if you are not interested, nobody is binding you here. You can have your way and find your level.
Oh.
Go to speak to God.
Oh, and you don't survive.
Before the Almighty God. I know some people are at the altar. The altar is filled up to some extent. If you desire God's help there, would you just defy the law of gravity and raise up your hand and ask God for mercy If you are determined to follow this way, you don't want to be an atomic folder. You don't want to force by the wayside. You don't want to reap a check of damnation at the end of this journey. Whichever condition you are now, God has a greater thing for you. If thou canst just honestly follow him with humility of heart. Hold your request in your heart as a pastor prays for us. Believe only.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto thee, O God, for her being here in this generation. Father, we know we did not come here by ourselves. The day we were giving birth to, there were many babies that were giving birth to, that did not see the following day. Lord, you brought us here.
Yes.
For a purpose.
Yes.
And you have assured us in your teachings that your purpose concerning us,
yes,
can never be defeated.
Yes.
We believe you.
Yes.
We take you at your word.
Yes.
And that is why the messenger that you sent, you told him to lay down this message for the bride. We have need of it. We thank you for the message.
Yes.
We thank you for its entirety.
Yes.
The doctrines of the message. Mm. The rebuke of the message.
Yes.
The corrections of the message.
Yes.
The instructions of the message.
Yes.
Father, each time we hear it, whether we play the tape or we hear it preached, Father, it does one thing to us. Increase hunger in us to be more like you.
Yes.
There are some of your children on the altar with needs, O God, that is known to you. We are confident of this one thing,
yes,
that you know each and every one of us.
Yes.
You know what our needs are.
Yes.
You know what our requests are.
Yes, Father.
We don't even need to mention it to anybody to hear,
God.
But thou knowest, O God.
Yes.
Whatever those needs are,
yes,
whether with the one on the altar or those that raise their hands, Father, meet us at the point of our need.
Yes.
Make us what you have ordained us to be.
Yes.
May we never come short of it, O
yes,
God. The way you have ordained it is that there is nothing that can make us to be short of what you have ordained us to be.
Yes.
We take you at your word.
Yes.
So shall it be.
Yes.
Thank you, our Master.
Yes.
Bless your servant and replenish him for the virtue that has left him. Take all the glory and honor. Let his blessings ever remain ours.
Yes.
Thank you, Master.
Yes.
Blessed be thy name, Lord.
Yes.
A child of God will never be offended at the preaching of the word. May we never be offended at your word.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Take glory and honor, Lord. In Jesus' most holy name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving.
Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. Our next sitting will be 2 o'clock. The worship will be 2:30. And the preaching is 3 o'clock. We've not been able to increase the afternoon service from 1 hour because even in the morning service, people sleep. In the afternoon, people sleep more. Yes, it's something we watch all the time. If the thing will continue to 2 hours, I'm sure that 90% of the audience, they will follow the preacher. May God revive us again. Shall we rise? It is raining all around me. I can feel it. It's a lot of rain. Oh, why don't you give us more rain? So we can It is raining.